Live on Mice and Kansas, it's the Sermon Reversal with your host, Acop Bass.
And thank you very much, and welcome to the Sermon Reversal. I'm your favorite host, Acop Bass, telling you that we have about 8 hour of programming us for you tonight. Night on the night of, I have a episode of Sermon Crystal on the hotlines tonight. We also have tonight on our podcast on our show tonight, episode 8 of your Crystal Sermon series. Also, we have tonight on the show a new Sarah Mercury introducing on the review parts of it. And we have still in a few moments working on the seventh episode of the Sermon episodes. About that, but first, there was a moon party, all too well, moonlight party, all too well arranged in the night due to tell you about. It was on the 21st, about a week before last Friday, not the 28th, but a week before that. And it was right there. And the second half of the English dubs are on Hulu right now until the end of the year. About January the 10th, they'll be on. So, you kind of not have too much time, and there are limited time only, but the DVD Blu-ray release of that is on February as well. So, you can. So, there are. Making sure that we have a lot of sermon promos, and we're still continuing to do the sermon promos. We also have a brand new episode of Sermon Crystal that's coming up this Saturday at 5 a.m. Central Time. But, you know, with that, we have an interesting show to start with the first episode up on the review queue. Episode 7! No? Yeah, alright. The episode title is Usagi Learns Her Lesson. No, that's the best title. It's Usagi Learns a Lesson. The road to something is tough. And wow, we even have a Viz title that they call it. They call it Usagi Learns Her Lesson. Becoming a star is hard work. Kind of like the same deal. The art lines here is Usagi, Naru, and Yumiko aim to become celebrities. And evil with rings of fame. Wow, we talk about. I mean, this is a. Favorite art of a American Dream series where they'll rip you off. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much, can't I read? That was not the best thing at all. Well, you saw you know you and Yumiko, it's us the local celebrity. Beacon Saori, that eye is spying on her. Now you decide to fall in Beacon's footsteps and become celebrities. But quickly fall out and decide to become rivals instead. Unfortunately, Usagi is soon stuck for ideals and is reduced to attempting a comedy at with Nua. Mayu is, even though for her saying that. And my sister asked, why it did undermine our solar system to be? Wow, this episode was, sis B. Yeah, it was. It did undermine our episode. Me calling it siren when C is atop my Ayoma Teresa. It freezes her and steals her identity. I hope that wasn't it. I'm kind of thinking like my missus, bro, calling and saying, yeah, it's like a 93 or identity fall, one kind. A Yoma from Loverse, yeah, long person would have a difficult day. The following day, the fake Mekon assists AI with the Cinderella Caravan, a audition for new celebrities. They set out a meeting which surprises everyone nearby into wanting to take part. As soon, Laiyu says he will be auditioning, and Usagi is desperate to be her. However, Nuna refuses to be part of Usagi's act. Remind her that she has more important things to be concerned with. Usagi is upset, and becomes even more so when she bumps into her nemesis. At the Samurai Campfire, all of that's passed. Even Naya and Yumiko. With the prospect of performing in front of an audience, Yusai's physical cast base begin to behave like stars. And celebrities. And soon start to travel. Well, at least ain't the Cowboy edition of it, and these the show that you saw it those two doesn't have a cowboy. Yusagi and Nuna are suspicious about their behavior and suspect something in sensor is behind the Samurai Caravan. Yusagi and Nuna sneak into the Son Plaza before the show, but mine, there is no audience. The Mekon own creates a fake audience and hypnotizes one of these, all men and to perform their acts at the same time. Wow, that is a little worse there. Now, those past acts that they put on their hands when they were auditioning earlier, well, you didn't want that. They kind of came to haunt you. The past apps on their hands are still sore, their energy, and you saw him watch this as they actually faint. The fake Mekon spots her and sees her Yoma form. You saw him runs away, realizing that Lion and others are an answer. She transforms into Sailor Moon. When she returns, everyone is unconscious. She silences the fake Mekon, who takes her around the theater and cases her in sign that sets around her. Fortunately, the CMS Frozen Rose decides the substance allows everyone to break free and destroy the Yoma. Everyone, including the real Mekon, wakes up and manages to wait for it. Almost an odyssey for her to fall. Well, something I saw about this interesting character plot of all time. Very good episode plot and everything there is very well. Yeah, something from my favor. Very well as well. Alright, Here's some of the interesting episode facts. Nice at first with Usagi and there with Yumiko involved performing Moonlight Densu, which was the theme song to the Orange or Sailor Moon series. In the English of Bai and Serena sing the theme song which replaced Moonlight Densu in the dub. Oh, we. The dub version of the episode also features an insert song called I Wanna Be a Star. Wowee. Also in said episode, Sailor Moon cries Moon Tiara vaporized instead of your usual Moon Tiara magic, and the scene where Usagi hits Yumiko in the face with the streamer was cut. So it kind of accidentally reappear in the Sailor Saiyan segment. In the French dub, the scene where Erica attacks Mikasa in her Sour West RC cut. Talk about French laws. The German replaced references to Cinderella with references to Snow White. Some information to know on this aired on April 25th, 1992 in Japan, and it aired in the U.S. for the first time on September 14th, 1995, and the Deke title of this episode, this is not the Viz, this is the Deke, is So You Want to Be a Superstar. Wowee. Talk about saying that three times fast. Everything there is really well. Well, there. And this is one of those first that was kind of like very well. Well, there. And it's very well easy to do, easy or ice and chaotic. And a nice filler. And this is kind of like the last filler that we're kind of like going to have on our show today. Alright. That kind of works. And we have this. And we have this Facebook page, everything there as well. Everything here is very well, easy, simple there as well. Let's see what our comment says. Now, episode 6. Episode 5. And it seems like no refuse on this page. Wowee. No refuse on this page yet. So, now keep in mind if you have a refuse that you want to share, you can share it on our Facebook page. We're going to make individual episodes about a few days ahead of time. And we want you to follow along with us and also in OES as well. Seems like there's no review for episode 7 yet as well. What about, and do we have enough time? Because I have to remember why. Because I said on the night of tonight was also, this is also going to be a Crystal episode, if memory serves me correct. And there as well. Alright. Not that one. Not that one. That's the note promotion. That's the S. Alright, there we go. Alright, there it is. I need to edit, not in the dates, but that kind of like explains everything here as well. And we don't have time, well, until 5:20, we had the first sermon episodes. Alright, final thoughts on this one is, well, the audience of variation, my message there as well. There, and we haven't seen Queen Meryl in this episode, which is going to be, when we get into their episodes, it's going to be one of the key important things you're going to be seeing on our on the sermon episodes. Really well and really easy as well. As we are looking at our time, this is the recording time of 18 minutes past 5, and we have a other episode that we're going to review starting in about a minute and 20 from now. I want you to know we're not doing a full on commercial right week. I want you to ask on some shout outs, some reminders. I want to remind you that this Friday on Real Mycin Kansas 1 and Real Mycin 3 Kansas 3 Otaku is the Serum is the Real Mycin Kansas Mask Night. First name is going to be Knight Against Wilson. Pre-name starts at 3:30. Tip-off starts at 4, and it's at Wilson, and it's going to kick off our incredible coverage of it as well. And I want to remind you that December the 24th, this station will be subject to be, will be going off the air. That's correct. We're going to go off the air at a certain time on Real Mycin Kansas 3 Otaku and Real Mycin Kansas 1. We're going to have a new program. And we're off air because of Christmas. And we're in a way to want to celebrate Christmas with our families as well. And with no further ado, it is 20 after 5, and it is time for our second episode. This is Ines Girl Ayoma, Main Rossing Shul, a terror. You saw your new meet on the show, almost forgot. And this stuff is, the girl dance is a monster? The brainwashing crampshill a horror? And dick stuff is, computer shill blues. Wowee. Very well as, alright, you saw a new army on me, so a girl against Neville and Innocence. While you saw Nira is suspicious that she may be an enemy, Isai is keen to befriend her. In the Dark Kingdom, yeah, we're back to that area that they're in. Dai informs Queen Meryl of his research into the Japanese education system. However, the system in question seems to be making no impact on Usagi, who is writing her latest test results. About half a dozen, 3,000 intelligence. Our 3,000 of our students and not a lot of college students are waiting for their finals, while her mother despairs over her poor grades. Nina is frustrated by her lack of commitment in finding the princess. That night, Nina goes into the Aang Center Crown and uses the Sailor V thing to speak to an unseen contact. She reports sensing a strange aura around a girl she recently encountered and suspects that she could be one of the enemy. Wowee! And I said that they have a premature adjustment, or worse, premature celebration. Wowee. The girl in question is Ami Miso, a student in Asari school. When the mock exam results of others the next day, Ami is placed first, not just in the school, but in the whole country. Wowee, I'd like to see her starships to Harvard, KU Best School, Cambridge, Yale, those are things there. Naru, Yumiko, Kiri, and other students are loud in their disapproval of her, thinking that Ami is stuck up and ignorant, but Usagi is, not so sure. They lower their voices when they see Ami staring at them sadly. So, a little bit of pressures in that situation when I am reading that paragraph, and also when I am watching it. Also, I did watch both versions of this, the 1995 Visual version and the clean 2014 version of regular DVD. Sorry, I haven't watched it on Blu-ray, on the Blu-ray Crystal Clear High Definition yet, because I have to do a Blu-ray player on the US. However, I did watch on the Japanese, on Hulu Plus, on Crystal Clear High Definition. After school, Nina follows Ami and ups onto her shoulder, still sensing the strange aura. Usagi apologizes to Ami and wonders if Ami might be able to teach her the secret of her genius. Studies. Yeah, I think her study department is going to be real minor. Despite Nina's protest, she decides to befriend her and takes her to the Aang Center. Ami tries to say her feet name, and it's incredible you do that. It, you know, she hasn't played the name before. Didn't it? Man, this is she at the highest or. But hurries away when she realizes that she is Nate for Cram School. After she asks Tom, Loki finds a foggy disc she brought and asks Usagi to return it. Ooh. Interesting. Or as my high school computer teacher would say, they are still using 1.44 megabytes a day. Wowee. Usagi and Nina arrive at the crime school and discover that the disc is actually the crystal disc produced by the school. allegedly to boost intelligence. They are about to go inside when Yusai's nemesis appears and asks her if Nuna was talking.
Yusai denies it
and runs away. Kanai and the army are exiled. Wowee. Holy, that she doesn't go up and then smell feral. But still hasn't returned to this. Nuna decides to use this opportunity to investigate army and takes this to a computer labs at Seoul. Wowee. I don't know how the IT department will be feeling about that. Wowee. I know one thing, I was the IT department and I found out that I had a evil disk in my soul, I will not allow that. Then they discovered that this is true purpose. And we watching over around the Dark Kingdom, wowee. My question is, what kind of boring name was it that you see as out for a month? No, that's beside the point. Then declares that there is no doubt about it. Army must be one of the enemy. That's a premature. Addition I'm going to say. I'm going to tell you why. They're on. They return to the Cram School, and you saw this inside after using the disguise pin to disguise herself as a doctor. She warns the students to get away from the computers, and seeing Army transforms into Sailor Moon! But it transpires that Army's t-shirt is actually the Yoma Omicron. Chase Army horses. Wowee. Horses. Kind of like me, not the smartest cat in the deal. And attacks Sailor Moon. First with razor sharp test papers. Answering a question. And then with the brainwashed students. Meanwhile, she finds that the brainwashing program has no value on me. And decides to kill her. At the same time, Nuna sees a symbol appear on Ami's forehead and recognizes that it is it as the symbol of a Sailor's Ensie. She gives Ami a transformation pin and Ami runs from the Yoma, transforming into Sailor Mercury. Sailor Mercury uses her sinister attack, Sabo Spray. I don't know what. To create her a viz that confuses the Yoma. Sailor Moon is able to destroy the monster using Moon TR acid. Yusai is relieved to have Army as her partner, but at last, she is still now forthcoming with the secret of her DS. Wowee, and the trivia is going to shock you. Wowee, where are you out there? You. The episode was basically close up on Attitude of the Month and introduces Army Meester, O7, Mercury, Mercury Power, Makeup, and Sombo Spray. In the leak English dub, Emery mentions that Amy soar over 100,000 points on a video game, even though the string only has 6,150 points. Several changes were made this episode. You saw you imagine in her mother's ring and in her with the doggies was edited out. I think. Imagine 1995 PL is trying to contact them. Wowie, now, Nuna using this Computer Now was saying for using a computer store. Wowee! I was at one of the computer store. I was in charge her for the computer. Wowee! And he saw he used the device and disguised herself as a nurse, but seems to Serena using the nail pen as the nest of the disguised man to disguise herself as a super attendant. And here's that, and even this information is the new file. In the Viz English stuff during the scene where the guys were discussing Ami's IQ, Yuriko notices Ami's IQ might be over 9,000. Wow, wait, this is was a reference to a translation error. Turns out you want to know the inside door I'm going to tell you. Spoiler alert, this is a reference to a translation error in the English dub of Ramosi. And if you go to YouTube to a certain angel host, which I will not name, he kind of makes references to this as well. Alright, and here are some of the things that we have a little bit of time to explain that we know about the Decisement. It's time for a other edition of Decisement Transformations. and I'm guessing we're on the third edition of this. Yeah, we're on the third edition of this. Alright, and if you have missed this, the first one was a radio announcer, mystery seeking illness, but the girl's hearts and hearts was the dip as the radio station R. A musician was the second one, while you say I'm into a those only call, but it might even low, you saw it's the coupe. And this one is a darker. This episode is the answer of Yoma brainwashing to a terror. The reason is to infiltrate the crystal seminar. Wowee. And this is the crystal. And this is a bit when it's there. One of this is Crystal Seminar was the location. One of the right ones was the Crystal Disc. Let's take a quick look at that. I know I'm running into the time there, but hey, that's why we always had the last 10 minutes of the show as overflow. We can easily say divide the odds there as you see the CS. That's why the last parts are usually over folks as well. Chris, this was a special disc. Which was supposed to enhance their study skills and intelligence, and it was about the night and his trauma. And was that Nancy had the sense to use it? Yep, you're on both episode 8 and Act 2 of the mountain. I am not going to tell the trivia yet, because that will reveal the third episode we have in the Queen tonight. And this is the Savo Spray. It's the first attack of the air. And I think I know what Savo means. It's supposed to use word for soap. Soap spray. Wow, we asked it one. Ancient large bows reduce overall visibility. It also lowers the temperature of the area. As well.
And even, and here's an interesting thing, it's called Mercury Mobile Smash. This attack was called Mobile Spray in the 8DV Uncut DVD Monster and the Fish Media. Oh, wow, how nice. And now, the Sailor Moon Crystal episode, yes. As I'm on the other, today is a Crystal episode. I will tell you that on Crystal episodes, the Crystal episode review is usually the third and final review. And the final one is, wait for it, Act 2, Army Sailor Mercury! Wow, that is great. And here's the summary. At Newman High School, Cast 2-5 watches impressed as their classmate Army Mitchell solves complex exercises with ease and is congratulated for her perfect grades. Wow, 4.0 CPA. That's pretty well. It is rumored that Army, a sole audience, has an IQ of 300. There, a student comments this to his friend that Army studies constantly, even during breaks, and is never seen with any friends. Army overhears the conversation and seems hurt by the comment, then watches PIC as Usagi Tsukino and her group of several friends walks by. Now it's right before Green Mirror Universe, which is a new location. Now it's right before Queen Mirror, who is becoming angry at him. Wowie. The Queen urges him to locate the Silver Crystal and our energy for that great ruler. And I summon a Yorma from the soil to carry out his plans. Again, wowie. Yusai arrives at home and goes straight to her room to collapse into she finds Nua waiting for her there. Wowie. Nua is in, she must train as Sailor Moon to fight against monsters that will be coming after them, and as that their true mission is to find the princess. Wowie. Really interesting. Wowie. Wowie. Let's see. Is this on the arrow? We now know that Army has an IQ. We know that Usagi still has recognition. We know Green Arrow is not the happiest person you want to see in a dark alley. And Nua wants their moon to find the princess. Alright, and for that, they will need to gather more allies. While the side wants it to seal Mass and Seraphie to be among those allies, Nua thinks that she has a hint that could lead them in finding out the identity of the second Soul Sensei. Later at night, a cat goes into the secret maze. Yes, we now have a secret maze instead of a Seraphie thing at the AIM Center Crown. And it ends computing information on the maze. Oh. The following day, students at Usagi School suck the results of the dice mock exam, and finds that Army not only got perfect race in all subjects, but also ranked number one nationally. Yumiya explains to Saya and her friends that Army has been recently recruited by Crystal Cinema Art, a very expensive elite crime school that recently opened near the AIM Center.
On her way home, Usagi is nominating over her own last and perfect race when he summons him on Ami. He has been approached by Nina. Although Mayu, Yumiko, and Kimi can end Ami, was a coin in some purposes. While Usagi sees Ami holding Nina, she thinks she sees sweeter and friendlier her than everyone else says, and decides to talk to her. Moreover, Usagi thinks that she friends the dancer, seeking to help in tests, and so invites her to the arcade. Ami accepts, and when Usagi takes Nina from her arms, her hands touch for a moment, and a vision of a white castle passes in Ami's mind. But she brushes it off while we talking about live internet radio, folks. When you have an email that decides to go on a holiday. Alright. As I was saying, I must see rest this off. Now that would be an on there on a future review, so keep that in mind. Amy meets Smokey at the theme song crown, and the two girls is the new and insane silencing Sailor V name, a tribe! You saw your TV after a few levels. Mommy manages to reach number one, the rankings, so fast, that she draws the attention of the arcade customers. As a prize, Ami receives a Mu and O pin from the dame, which prompts Usagi to hit and shake the machine until Everpink M arcs out. And if I don't, that's Ami has a transformation in it, and Usagi has the Decide Spin. Ami is a student by Usagi, and the two of them became close enough to not use song on it, like Ami song, Usagi song, the Seo song, Mizuo song, those types of deals. Ami then leaves due to the crystal summer time, which she says she will be entertaining every day from now on, since studying is her only talent and she wants to become a Dr. Knight, her mother. At the crystal summer, all students were feverishly in front of computers. Ami is approached by a teacher that welcomes her and gives her a crystal disc to help in her studies. Oh. Teachers encourage her to work hard and become a role model, as Ami starts using the disc and the girl's expression becomes blank. The next day, Usagi, Naruto, and Yumiko ends the ice cream at the cast. Then we did that scurry, the onion, the darling horse, and leaves, venturing square roots to herself. And I'm guessing, yep, she went to the crown show as well. Naruto tells us that the ones are staying silent and attending the Crystal Summer Tour. Usagi wonders if the clown show is really that deal, and Naruto says students work using a disc with such interesting and added contents that they take it with them everywhere to continue studying. Wowee. At the AV session at the show's library, by the way, AV means audio video, Ami continues studying after cast, but she decides to do so by writing down, the old fashioned way, by writing down her notes to best remember them instead of using a computer with the CD and stuff. Usagi invites Ami to go eat ice cream with the girls on the way home, And though Ami is the exception, she remembers her teacher's words and chooses herself, forgetting her resolve when she leaves. Nina shows up and agrees, but decides that there is something strange about Ami's behavior. On the way home, Isai and Nina walk past the Crystal Seminar, where Ami's teacher is hanging flyers advertising about their new development, this two-passers fly. Isai receives a flyer, but throws it away. Ain't the same! Man in a tuxedo in the face again. Isai to Isai, and as he heard Nina talking, but Isai avoids that question and runs away. Wondering why her heart beats so fast when she sees him. Meanwhile, the teacher offers him a fire as well. Wowee. Offering fire in a mammoth tuxedo. Wowee. That is very weird. Wowee. Tries him three times fast. At home, Isai and Nina tries out Ami's crystal disc on a laptop. That seems to contain nothing but then ordinary exercises. Isai starts to press keys at random while we don't hunt a bat method. And that manages to reveal the some name of brainwashing program while we which orders its users in concerns the Dark Kingdom and other information on the Silver Crystal. Isai realizes Nami is an angel and then a run up to the Crystal Seminar, only to find the entrance is being guarded by policemen. Nina instructs Isai, decides herself with the pink pin, using the phrase boom art, and she turns herself into a doctor, running past the doors, witnesses that she receives an emergency call. Inside the classroom, everyone is but Ami and her teacher. He urges her to work harder and faster. As she plans to use her superior brain to take over the city. Wowee! They tried them in Detroit! And then led them to Saturday Night Bankruptcy. The teacher notices Ami's beyond the pin and throws it away! But this causes Ami to remember Isai and slowly breaks away free from the disinfluences. Oh yes, very well. Isai arrives and transforms into Sermon where the teacher is referred to Mayoma. Wowee. And here, and wowee, as a little remind from a review episode, from an episode we reviewed earlier, the monster attacks using paper seeds and razor base. Sermon is cornered behind a desk. He manages to cry activating her supersonic waves. But the Yoma is unaffected and manages to immobilize everyone and involve her with their mass paper seats. As I see this in my defense to throw off the her sharp arms, her Ami cries out for her to stop and the symbol of the planet Mercury appears on her forehead. Her pin becomes an up in a bright blue light, and Ami transforms into Saturn Mercury, the Sensi Amor. Instructed by Nina, she uses Mercury Arcool Mist to create an dense chaos of fog that mines the Yoma. Unable to see anything either, Sermon X and her cries reveal her location. The Yoma attacks, but Sermon is rescued by Tessia Mask, then uses Moon Tiara Moon Rain to destroy the Yoma. Deadeye watches the scene from Traveling among the appearance of a second Sarah Sensi. Isai, Ami, and Nina all walk home, with Ami wondering why an infamous arcade could transform into a Sarah Sensi. Knowing Isaka's infancy in answers, both girls are at the become friends, and Ami decides to hold a review meeting immediately! But Isai decides to see me again. Well, it did wait an out of study sessions. I wish I could use. No, I can't. Otherwise, I would be losing points. And count that room a medical our hair girl so it opens up her eyes. Assigning outside, really, reads here the sign, and that is a pretty hint. of NASA episode is up. Also, this ice spin transformation, since it remotely follows the manga, the reason on this one is to interrogate the crystal seminar. And here was the reason why I did not say anything. Or I'm saying the press of this was a 3-inch my edit this, which was a stored memory medium for personal computers at the time. That's the floppy. In the reprint of the manga and Christmas, it was changed to a CD to fit the changes with the Nazi. Wowee. Here's the Mercury Uncle Wiz on Sailor Moon Crystal 2. It was the first attack in live action series, being first in the manga and Sailor Moon Crystal. She uses it at the trial Yarmouth that was about to attack Sailor Moon. And the manga, it did not have any crazy art that uses Sailor Moon to solve explain the anime. In the reprint, it was given this name to bring it in line with the attack in live action series. Since the Kaaya English release was based on the reprint, it also used the name Maui. Oh, and here's the secret base. It was a secret headquarters used by the Saracen and codenamed Seraphie and the Ceremon Mon, the live action series, and Ceremon Crystal. Did not appear on the Ceremon's anime because it was, but it was inspired by the famous scene. In the Mon, the secret base was underneath the name Ceremon Crown and defeated the Seraphie name. Contained many large computers mainly used by Sir McCree, Armin, and Nia. And I don't know if this out there because I'm not known to reveal and spoil the review, so it's future ends. And yeah. And that is kind of like all of this out there. So let's take a one last look at our review session. So. One last look at our review. And our review, nothing, wowee. But, probably enough, everything there is seems to be working there fine as well. And we're kind of getting close to the end of the ceremony review, so. But as always, before we end the show, we always start with a preview of the next episode's refusals. Here's the thing. On Wiki Moon, since Sermon Crescent doesn't have these one sentence refused, I'm not going to tell them. However, on the ninth episode, I won't give you the first sentence, regardless of summary session, according to the Wiki Moon website. Here we go. The Dark Kingdom creates chaos in Tokyo by distributing cursed clocks that alters the time perception of their owners. Is the first clue. And the clue number, and episode number 2 of 3 is. Is one fascinating case, and I'm thinking this is also a Sermon Crystal episode preview that makes sense there. While as in the case of a disappearing mouse, Usagi meets Rei Hino, a shrine maiden with unusual powers. Wowee. Those are the two biggest hints that I will tell you. We're back on December the 12th at 5 p.m. as always. That's because I have some other personal commitments, like finals, assignments, and all that. And after the 12th, we will kind of going to be on there for about most of the everything except on certain days. As well, want to remind you that we are off on Christmas as well, so we're running around the year, and we're off on New Year's Eve. I should deserve some time off on refueling ceremony. So then, on Ikevass, found us studios here in Madison, Kansas, I'll say, it might. You have been listening to the Sermon Refusal. We're your hosts, Dave Kavass, and your answer to this is my voice. This has been a presentation of Facts Audio Productions, copyright 2013, all rights reserved. No amount of this broadcast can be reproduced without the express written consent of Real Mason, Kansas. Park down, sit down, to my. And that is an interesting thing we find out on there. One last reminder for those of you on the podcast, you can now, after the encoring of the Sermon Refusal on Red Mites in Kansas 1, no later than 8 a.m. the next morning, you can catch these episodes live on the server, live on that computer, everything as well. Till now, then, it could be saying, Did my. And also, enjoy us on the Sermon Refusal.tk today. We're going to edit it as well. So, I'll see you later. Did my.